The state medical board has suspended the license of the former chief of staff at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital. The suspension of Dr. Christopher Jensen earlier this month is the result of accusations filed by the state, including drug use.
Allegations of potential substance abuse.
Angela Bird is chief investigator for the State Office of Professional Licensing. She references a report detailing Dr. Jensen's alleged use of cocaine, which came to light following a January 18th mental health breakdown. Information, she says, was enough to raise safety issues.
The board has the ability to summarily suspend a provider based on their public safety responsibility.
FMH Chief Medical Officer Danny Robinette says Dr. Jensen's privileges at the hospital were immediately suspended following the January breakdown, during which state troopers brought him to the hospital after finding him lightly clothed on the street at 40 below zero.
He requested at that time a leave of absence from the medical staff and subsequently submitted a resignation as chief of staff.
Robinette says Jensen, a plastic surgeon, was well-respected and had no known history of mental health issues or drug problems, nor any complaints filed against him.
He's been on staff here since, I believe, 2009, if I'm correct in that. I've actually worked with him myself personally before I was chief medical officer as a surgeon on patients together. His outcomes and results were good. There was never any evidence of any issues or any reported problems prior to January.
Robinette underscores that Jensen was not a hospital employee and therefore only subject to drug screening if there was suspicion of a problem. The medical board license suspension notice orders Jensen to get a psychiatric evaluation. The state's Burt says Jensen has requested a hearing on the suspension. Jensen did not return a call requesting comment.